This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. With less than a month to go before Election Day, the Denver Elections Office is working to make sure election workers are safe and ballot counting equipment is working properly. Paul Lopez is Denver's clerk and recorder. He says the office will be adding security guards and police at voting service and polling centers.
So we've taken extra steps since 2020 to be able to make sure that we are making sure that not only are our election workers safe, but the public when they come and vote at any one of our 39 vote centers or, better yet, any one of our drop boxes.
Voters can return ballots at one of the city's 24-hour ballot boxes, in person, at a voting center, or by mail starting tomorrow. Election Day is November 5th. Louisville says it is home to the nation's first all-electric garbage and recycling fleet. CPR Sam Brash has more.
That's the sound of an electric garbage truck driving through a ribbon on Main Street. Louisville held the event to celebrate the new fleet, and Mayor Chris Lay says the four EVs won't just help the city meet its climate goals.
They're also going to reduce noise pollution, which is something that our residents will be delighted about.
Louisville contracted with Republic Services to operate the new fleet. The city says residents will soon pay an extra $5 a month to cover the cost of the battery-powered trucks. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The astronauts aboard the Polaris Dawn mission say they've returned with a new appreciation for space. Two crew members are from Colorado. Sarah Gillis grew up in Boulder and is now the youngest person ever to do a spacewalk. She says she was not concerned about floating away, even if she wasn't tethered.
Space is actually like very, very gentle. Once the atmosphere is out of the spacecraft, there's nothing that's pulling you or sucking you out into the vacuum of space.
The privately funded mission traveled farther into space than any human has gone since the moon landings. It's 6 minutes after six. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.